The pastor's supporters boarded three buses at the clinic on North Avenue to travel to the Hopkins Bayview campus in the southeastern corner of the city. Williams said they chose Bayview rather than the main hospital a few blocks from his clinic because it's all the same entity. When they arrived, they grabbed protest signs while singing the war cry, a gospel standard in many black churches. Among the supporters of Turning Point, Wilbur Sutton, who has been off heroin, or heroin in the vernacular, for 3 years. He now works a job in Dundalk.
It helped me clean myself up and, you know, find better employment for myself and, you know, living a better, clean life now.
As the buses pulled away, the Reverend Williams, senior pastor of the New Life Evangelical Baptist Church, launched into his speech.
Goodbye, Big John.
With a loudspeaker, he shouted that he was leaving Johns Hopkins Plantation. The demonstrators marched up to the main door of the hospital, around the circular driveway, and back to the street. The demonstration stemmed from a long-running feud between the pastor and the hospital. Williams charged in his speech that Hopkins didn't want a substance abuse clinic in East Baltimore 11 years ago, so he started one after his only daughter, Lisa Renee Brown, was killed in a drug deal gone bad in Park Heights in 2002. The men responsible for her death are now serving lengthy prison terms. In 2012, the Reverend Williams claimed that a Hopkins affiliate owed him more than $100,000 for treating patients. The dispute was settled out of court. He also claims that Hopkins has colluded with the State Department of Health and Mental Hygiene to try to shut him down by repeatedly sending inspectors to his clinic. In addition, the pastor charges that Hopkins will use its political influence to block his plans to expand the clinic at North and Milton and move his church across the street.
Any initiative that I might have and want the support of the state or want the support of the mayor of Baltimore, Mayor Stephanie Rawlins Blake, it's not going to come because Hopkins will make a simple phone call. We don't want it.
He argues that opening the clinic will substantially cut the cost of health care in East Baltimore.
If we're able to get as many of our patients into this urgent care center rather than the emergency room, we will literally save the state of Maryland millions and millions of dollars.
Hopkins Medicine spokeswoman Kim Hoppe said in an email that hospital officials prefer to speak directly with Williams to resolve their misunderstandings. The State Department of Health and Mental Hygiene failed to respond. The department, however, said the service provided by the clinic is an integral part of a network that addresses opiate addiction. The mayor says while she is not familiar with the situation involving Turning Point, she expects them and any clinic providing what she called an essential service to be in communication with the community. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting from Southeast Baltimore for 88.1 WIPR.